This last poem is called Giving a Poetry Reading.
When you gonna do it?
Look at them. This place like a bar. Sold out. Poet and audience both drunk. Now and then a flashbulb goes off. The mic still doesn't work. The poet sits, a chance to drink more. A little girl comes up, sweet, sexy, psychotic. Holds one of the poet's books open to autograph. He writes, I could rip you apart in 3 minutes. Forgets to sign his name. Calls for another drink. The mic works. Now the poet reads, feeling put upon, forgetting that he has agreed to read for money. After several poems, the poet stands up, announces, you goddamn slimy shits. You think this is easy? It's nothing but a motherfucking bloodletting. Give us more blood! Screams a young boy from the back. It's the best poem of the night. The poet drinks off half a glass of straight whiskey, lights a cigar, hacks it out. Sometimes they laugh. Sometimes they applaud. They confuse him, but most things do. He drinks his way to the finish. No, that there's an applause of relief. Yeah. Exactly. Then another sweet, sexy, psychotic girl comes up to his table, says she's from the local paper, would like to ask some questions. She sits down. He answered the first question, looking at her hair and her eyes, imagining her in bed with him. What do you think of F. Scott Fitzgerald, she asked. I never, he answers, think of him. Waving hand in nonchalant emphasis, he spilt a large beer across her tight blue jeans, saying, Jesus, Jesus, I'm sorry, rubbing his hands along her knees and her wet thighs as if to dry her. She leaves and the promoter waves with the money. $432. Shit, says the poet, you promised me $500. Well, we had to pay these two big guys $68 to keep the crowd from swarming over you. You mean I was that good, asked the poet? That bad, says the promoter, getting up and leaving. The poet pours another drink, grabs the mic. Listen, I ain't finished yet. I'm going to read you another poem. Somebody shuts the mic power off. Nobody protests. The poet gets down from his table, makes it to the men's room, stands pissing. A man next to him is also pissing. The poet says to the man, listen, buddy, where can I get a piece of ass? I was going to ask you the same thing. This reading is over.